Hallelujah. It's like today your energy is not, you are not energetic. Oh, don't worry. But yesterday it worked. Don't worry at all. I can handle it. How many of you are happy to be here? How many of you want to learn a song? You don't like dancers, you don't like songs. Eh? Don't like. Where is Joshua? When I say learn a song, then you are front of me. Alright, you may sit down. How many of you were here yesterday? Yesterday. Oh, behind rap, I'm sending me in here. Yesterday we're here. Yeah. Hayford, eh? And now we're here. Prince. Basane, Real Madrid. Yeah. Are you in the church? Are you here? How many of you remember the verse we learned yesterday? Verse 9, Yesu and Rano. Eh? Quotation, make a quotation. I will say, Yesu and Rano. Galatians 4:18. Okay. Why not Kai? Why not one man ra? One man ra, Bija Onsa. You didn't come yesterday. Lift up your hand, let me see. No, Niha. One ma. Okay. Some people at the back here. And then some two people at the front here. The one here. So everybody else was here. So one man ra. Okay. Alright, put your hands down. Okay, so great. So I want us to, as we are waiting for those who are going to get their t-shirts and those who have not come yet, I'm going to try and make those who didn't come yesterday learn it so that we are all at the same level before we go into what we are learning today. But how many of you who were here yesterday were very happy that you came? How many of you are happy? Hey Ford, Prince, you're not happy that you came? You're happy or you're not happy? Yes. Okay. So let's try. Galatians 4:18. Keep quiet, everybody. Keep quiet. Hey. One yedi a meji atari ne firu mi yi atari ano yedi. Galatians 4:18. For those of you who are here yesterday, say let's hear. Galatians 4:18. Go. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing. And not only when I am present with you. So that last part is always confusing. So let's say, and not only when I am present with you. Say it. Mentio. Present with you, okay, and not only when I am present with you. Go. Again. Okay, so we're going to say it from the beginning. Galatians 4:18. But it is good. Do you remember it? Ready, go. Galatians 4:18, but it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing when I am present with you. Galatians 4:18. So we'll say Galatians 4:18 at the beginning and at the end. Okay. What have you done? Amen. Okay. Okay, so Galatians 4:18, then we say the verse, then we say Galatians 4:18 again at the end. So that it sounds nice. Okay. Bra. It's a girl. Sister. Oba han ra. Nra oba e. Oba nra nka unum se. Ade na oya no mempe. Mekasa. Obe shwe menim. Fati asye. Wakonya no. Chwin wakonya ni bra menim kakra. And then also chwin wodya ni bra menim. Chwin bra menim. Aha. Mekasa men shwe obi enim. Eni obi an kasa. Fati asye. Esa tade ni meje. And I mean, they buy. I mean, if you come and buy, oh yeah, mention my dear. Are you in the church? One more time, go. Galatians. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only Galatians 4:18. So we'll say Galatians 4:18 at the end again. Okay, one more time, go. But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. Galatians 4:18. Wow, I think you clap for yourself. So we are doing well today. Okay, so those who didn't come yesterday, it's your turn to learn it. So you just, it's a very short verse. We can, so how many people didn't come yesterday? One man ra. Hey. So okay, and you are older, so it shouldn't be a problem. The chairs, they should come here. All of you stand up. Okay, beautiful. Beautiful. Sit down. Want to sit down here? Hallelujah. All right. Are we almost done with the t-shirts? Because I'm waiting for you. Okay, almost done. All right. Okay, so Galatians 4:18, ready to go? No. Mo amusianadano. Don't say some. Omo mam man rano. Na omo abano. They are the ones I'm looking for. Okay. All right. So yesterday I was talking to you about what? Who remembers? About what? Oh, say it well. About zeal. Everybody say zeal. Say zeal. Say zeal. And then, Martin, does this thing work? It's not working. It will work. You can make it work. So show us some verse. And yesterday I mentioned a certain verse. That verse, I want us to learn it and add it to Galatians 4:18. Is it a good idea? So let's do that. So that's Psalm 119, verse 139. Psalm 119, verse 139. So when you go home, they ask you, today, what did you learn at the conference? I learned Galatians 4:18. I learned Psalm 119, verse 139. And I learned about zeal. Is it good? Is it good? Yes. So it will come on the screen and we're going to learn how to say it. Okay. Okay. So it says, my zeal hath consumed me because my enemies have forgotten thy words. Very short. My zeal hath consumed me because my enemies have forgotten thy words. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready for it? Are you ready for it? So everybody says Psalm 119, 139. Don't say verse 139. So you say Galatians 4:18. Psalm 119, 1:39. Everybody say it. Psalm 119:139. Again. Say it one more time. Psalm 119:131. And it says, my zeal has consumed me. Say it. My zeal has consumed me. Again. Has consumed me. Again. Again. So Psalm 119:139. My zeal has consumed me. Say it. I'm not hearing the grown-ups at the back. I'm only hearing here and here. Here and here. Clap for yourselves. Yes. All these people at the back there. Brah. Oh, your brothers or your sister? Wow, we share with you, no? Oh, yeah, brah. I didn't have anyone, KB. Obwefu. Come and do. I didn't ever ask him. Psalm 119:139. My zeal has consumed me. Say it. 139. My zeal has consumed. The consumed. Say consumed. 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 Hey. Consumed. Psalm 119:139. My zeal has consumed me. Then another part says, because my enemies have forgotten thy words. Because mine enemies have forgotten thine words. Again, because mine enemies have forgotten thine words. One more time. Because mine enemies have forgotten thine words. So we're going to say Psalm 119:139. My zeal has consumed me because mine enemies have forgotten thine words. Ready, go. Psalm 119:139. Because mine enemies have forgotten thine words. So mine enemies, thine words. Mine enemies, thine words. Because mine enemies have forgotten thine words. You see, it doesn't sound like proper English, but it is English. It is old English. They are saying, instead of saying my enemies, they say mine enemies. And then instead of saying your words, then they say thy words. Do you understand it? Does it make sense to you? So because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Okay, so Psalm 119:139, now ready go. Psalm 119:139. My zeal has consumed me because you're not awake. You're not awake. Stand up to your feet, everybody, and shake yourself. Shake, 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 shake well, so that shake, shake. Some of you drank some Awusa cocoa this morning. It's not working well in your body. Shake the Awusa cocoa so that you can get zeal. Yes, you need zeal to. Psalm 119:139. Ready, go. Psalm 119:139. My zeal has consumed me because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Come and say, yeah, come, memory verse, onkebi, other men. Psalm 119:139. Ready, go. Psalm 119, 1:39. My zeal hath consumed me because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Then I can Psalm 119:139, you know, so what you say. Until from the beginning, ready go. Psalm 119:139. My zeal has consumed me because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Psalm 119:139. Some of you, you see, what is disappointing me is that it is the older people who are not saying the verse. The children are shouting out loud. I came here to explain to you. Today I'm going to teach you what you must have zeal towards. If you have zeal, and it's not for MPP, it's not for Superbest, it's not for Avieta, it must be for what? I'm going to show you that. And so I need you guys to be very interested in God's word. The Bible says in Psalm 119, verse 9, it says, how can a young man keep his way pure? A young man who wants to be pure, the only way is by keeping it according to what God's word says. And the God's word, no, where will you get it from? It must be inside your heart. Hey, make a German one my own. Oh, by it. And now, yes, me buy in Ram, because I say, you me no, me. What did I say? I told you yesterday, don't walk around, don't talk when I'm talking. Yes, and don't talk when I'm talking. Don't talk. And you are talking, I'm talking, you are talking. Hold on, man. Come and sit where you were sitting. You are trying to confuse me. I'm going to sit at the back. Yes, you were sitting second row. You are going to go and sit there. For what? Is it backsliding or is what? Come on. Hold on, man. You think I will not see? Yes, that's your seat. I've dashed it to you free. Don't go anywhere again. Psalm 119. Listen, I will explain it to you again. Yesterday I explained it to you. My zeal has consumed me. It is important for you as a young person. Hey, Shemi. What are you saying?
Hey, we're 14.
When in fear, Minya? Me did 14, beg something years ago. What's an hour where guy?
14.
When I was 14 years old, I was in SHS 1. Yes. In the best school in Ghana. The best secondary school in Ghana. There's nobody here who can argue against that one. That one, there, if you want to argue right now, it will not help you. You know the best secondary school in Ghana? Huh? Do you know the best secondary school in Ghana? Eh? Do you know? Are you in secondary school? You are finished. And now, Tibrofo, I'm going to say. Tibrofo. My talking is too fast. Oh, he speaks French. Huh? Parlez-vous français? Do you know? Are you a secondary school student? You are in what class? You don't go to school anymore. He's what? He's in JHS right now. JHS what? Three. Like, you're not going to three. When school reopens, you go to three. So you. But is it because of the chain you are wearing that you are feeling big or what? I'll come and boot you over there. You'll see something. What? You think I'm afraid of you or what? Ah. You will go to secondary school, right? You will go. Which school do you want to go to? Susek. Senior High. So you know the school. You don't know the best school. The best. Susek, no, it's not. The school I'm talking about, no. You need to pay Susek. But you know the best school in Ghana. You know the best school in Ghana. You two are in JHS. You will go to secondary school. Which school do you want to go to? Abrefi Senior High is where? Bono East.
But you find more like this, you will not say that you go to Achimota or what Usro Achimota name Saint Augustine's Usro and Azad. Usro.
And I teach him for Mon coach, you don't go far to go to secondary school. Smile at me, someone's looking at me serious. You are making me afraid. Hey, we are home and they preach, you know, a hand image now. Me preach you a hand kwan. They are not minding me, you know. I'll preach here, only here. If you do, you will see. If you do, I'll preach here. Smile. Look. You have even made me discouraged. Why are you choosing to go to... Why won't you choose... Or Abrefi Senior High is also very good. Have you heard Presec Legon before? Achimota School, have you heard it before? Infancy Pim School, have you heard it before? Have you heard Infancy Pim School? Say no. If you have not heard, say no. Have you heard St. Augustine's College before? Addis Adel College, have you heard it before? Agri Memorial, have you heard it before? Homework, go and do research. The schools you know, there are not many. That's why you are going to Abrefi Senior. Why are you going to Abrefi Senior High? Because I'm in that. And I'm not, am I saying something bad? If I'm saying something bad, tell me so I will stop. So I don't make him annoyed. So stop and I'll buy him all way to do. To sec, change that ambition. I say, Achimota School, am I saying something bad? Achimota School, yes, these are schools. Pastor Nathan, I don't like what's going on in the church. Sit down, everybody, sit down. Everybody has come now. Everybody has come. Okay. So, if there is an empty seat, akunyabi wo nima obian tswa, no wa ba we nim. What I say? Come closer and closer and closer. Everybody. Okay. Today I'll preach here. I'll stand here and preach. Preach here. Hey. Remember police are chew beer. Bra. Ramenka Simicho. Betina say. And it's Nancy. What Kasabi remember before? Tenancy. Put the bag on the floor so that he can sit on it. Put the bag on the floor so he can sit down. Okay. Stand up to your feet, let's pray. Sorry, I'm vampire. Joshua, where is Joshua? Please play anything I thought you like. Okay, this place is too quiet. I don't like it. Close your eyes, everybody. I want us to pray. Play anything you like. That is nice. Close your eyes everywhere. Obian kata ni ye, but bonpire, kata ye ni. Not too loud. Close your eyes everywhere, everybody. Close your eyes everywhere, everybody. Close your eyes everywhere, everybody. Close your eyes. And ope bompae se nyankopon mekasa acherew. Se nyankopon asem na eba no, ebera wa kumemu. Enra asum bakumu, that's how you say it. Empie bakumu, but asem no bera wa kumemu. Because asema era nipa kumemu no, and no ena etumi esesa nipa. Pray that God's word will go straight into your heart and God's word will find good ground and God's word will bear fruit many times over. Say, Lord, I don't want to come here and waste my time. I don't want to come here and waste my time. I want my coming here to be beneficial. I want my coming here to be profitable. And so, Lord, come and visit me. Come and speak to me. Come and touch me. Come and show me something I need to do. Something I need to change, something I need to do better, so that my life will also become better in the name of Jesus. Pray, hey, pray. Prayer is open your mouth and talk. I'm not hearing anybody's voice. I'm not hearing, even the grown-ups, I'm not hearing your voices. I'm not hearing your voices. Pray. Father, we are here today, Lord. We are asking that you will speak to us. You will speak to us. The Bible says that the entrance of your word, it giveth light. We have come here to receive light. Lord, let your word enter into us. Let your word enter into us. May it bring to us light. In the name of Jesus. Malokala brapako shakala brantali balaba. Repakonda anada braso. I don't hear prayer. Mahalonda labakala brapaso kalabra. Rapasapa kalabra palianda labalaba. Libre palianda labalabra paso kalabalaba. Lepre pekalianda labalabrosa palabrantaleba. Obia mompaye. Wa mompaya. Nyankopon ain't me and yeshe emma. Bompaye no. So rade se erade. Me free hano. Now as some be on my brabum. Me free hano. Now as some be on my kumemu. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Said the Amitian sana me bahaseno. And my minsa and kofie sa. Sisa bibi. Oh my brabum. Sisa bibi. Oh my kumemu. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Malakala bra palibala bra sapalaba. Pray. Pray. Lebro dalabra talibalaba. Lebre palianda labra paso kalaba. Open your mouth and say, Lord, touch me. Speak to me. Change my life. In the name of Jesus. Lord, change my mind. Change my heart. That my life will be changed. I want to hear Christians praying in the church. What you are asking God for is what he will do for you. What you are asking God for is what he will give you. If you ask God for nothing, you will receive nothing. So open your mouth and say, Lord, I came here for something to change in my life. I came here to become a better person. And so, Lord, transform my life, Lord. Touch my heart, Lord, and change me. And change me in the name of Jesus. May your word enter into me. 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 Maso kabala brata labaha. Repakonda kalaba kalyanda labra palibalaba. Lasa kadabrato kalabra balabalaba. Lepra palyanda labalabra paso kalabranta libalaba. Lebeleondo libili balabranda libelebelebelebe. Lebelebele balabranda libalabra salibalabalaba. Maha paso kabakalabranta libalabalaba. Lepro palyanda labalabranta libalabalaba. Touch me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Bless me, Lord. May I go home with a blessing today. In the name of Jesus. A blessing, Lord. A blessing, Lord. Give me a blessing, Lord. Give me a blessing, Lord. May I go back home with a blessing, Lord. In the name of Jesus. If I go back home the same way I came, I'll not be happy. If I go back home the same way I came, I'll be sad. So Lord, touch me and give me a blessing. May I take a blessing back home in the name of Jesus. Mako balabra repakenda labaha. Mabra palyando libala branda libelebelebe. Malabro palibala branta libalaba. Repaso kabala branda libalabalaba. Debreberiando libala brasa branda libalaba. Rapa kabala bala branda libalabalaba. Lepre palyanda libelebe. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for your presence in this place. We can feel you already. We're asking the Lord you will go around and touch all of us one by one by one by one. By the time we are leaving this place, may each of us receive a touch and a blessing from you. May we go back home with something started, something new starting in our hearts, in our lives, so that a year from now, what we will be far better than what we are now. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Now, you can stop playing for some time. You can stop playing so I can talk. Okay. Now, you are welcome to day two of the Strong Christian Conference, Techiman 2024. I want to welcome you to the second day. And I want us to honor Mube Kofie. Muye sani na oye biuma. Meji atadie no. Na wa Kofie. Epunu wa hasi. I'm telling you watch me. O sani sani na oye ni biuna. Me pamu e freedom ha ma wa Kofie. I want us to put our hands together for Bishop Dagie Ward Mills for listening to God and obeying God. You get it? So that children like this can have a nice church like this to do church on Saturday morning. They're not clapping. Sorry, na po che peyi no oji na ho na wo boya kokra. Stand up. Stand. Yes, you are not showing us. You not show us his picture or something. You don't have some Martin. You don't have those things. The thing is not working. Mercy. Clap for him again. He's. It's a great man. That's him. That's Bishop. Unim Bishop Dagwood Mills. Unim no. Bishop Dag. Unim no. Oh wait. Oh ah. Who's the unim no? The frozen. Dennis. Bishop Dag on any way. You can't suffer pain. Sad story we say. Suffer pain. On any. When I hear boy and say, man, after they say, who know? Bon, say, man, yeah. Wait. Yes. And they say that the child of an elephant will be what? He will be what? Desmond, I don't want to quarrel this morning. I said, the child of an elephant will be what? I'm not hearing you. Osunoba. Oyedien. Oye elephant. Oye osuno. Sama in we say. Oye osuno. Oye neba. Intusu wa yedien. Bonsema Jesus. Hallelujah. Why are you sitting down? And then, you see, he has built this whole place. It's because of him. But many churches, one day I went to my hometown, and then I was coming back to Kumasi. On a Sunday, we're driving and coming back. We got to a certain, I think, Somanya. There was a church service going on. The grown-ups were in the building, and the children were outside. Do you understand? Outside. Yes, the grown-ups were in the building. And I was telling my wife that the way the weather is that day, because when it was raining, but it was not raining that the way the weather has done, if it starts raining this right now, what would the children do? They are the ones who are outside. But look at your church that they have built for you over there. Have you seen your church? Look at your church. So only a good man does good things like this. So God bless him. Yeah. One day when you get money, when you get a lot of money, you give him some. Hey. What's your name? That's like, why are you behaving like that? If you don't do that, this boy is a very nice boy. Why are you beating? Why? Since I came here, he has not done anything bad. Stop. Then we're putting our hands together for Bishop Christian Mensah. Clap for him. Yeah. He will come here right now. He's around. Come here right now. And you see, even some of you are not clapping, but the t-shirt you are wearing, you have not paid for it. Have you paid for the t-shirt? Did you pay for the t-shirt? Then clap well and stop this. No, look at it. Yesterday, you people, you drank ice kinky and bread. You know who paid for the ice kinky and the bread? Clap for him. Yeah. Good. Thank you. You see, and you must learn how to clap for your teachers, clap for your mother, clap for your nipa ya dia. Na se eso we nia. Oye dien. We na ye. Yeah, so when we are clapping, don't frown. Don't sound like your hand is paining you. Clap for the person. Otherwise, the t-shirt, I'll collect it from you. Yes. All right. Yeah, it's a nice man. When I'm talking to him, I'm happy. You know, and he wants the children in this Jesus Savior of the World Church. Do you see? He wants them to go far. That's why I'm telling Susek that he should change his school. And Abrefitu should change his school. Until you have more time to change it. First of all, ye Abrefini free wa dreamu. Anyway, come mu. Na pe Achimota school. And I say infancy prim school. And I say this thing. At this side, and I said the best school in Ghana, Presec Legon. Isn't that this guy? Yes. Yeah, the best school. It's not fun. Into your heart. Yeah, was school, Papa. God forgive me. Your school, Papa, I would say Abrefi. I've not even heard it before. All you know that in Kumasi is people somebody's name. Abrefi Koto. Yeah, Abrefi Koto. Senior high school. You have changed your direction from here to here. Why? Is there a chair there or it's full? I don't like where you are sitting. It will disturb me. Okay. So, he wants you to do well. That's why I have come from Kumasi to this place. It's because Bishop Chris wants you to do well. He wants all the children in all the places. They must be here. If you talk while I'm talking, I'll collect the t-shirt from you and you go home. Today's the last day. See, I don't mind. You can go home. What I'm saying. So you two allow the things that we are doing to make you become better. Allow for it to happen. Is it making sense? Yesterday I said that don't wake up early in the morning and be ready before the bus comes. We'll not be looking for you. What is here? Into Yankupo Insha Bishop Chris. Uh-huh. You're not saying amen. Amen. All right, you may take your seats. You can sit down. So, today, Aunt Gina said that I should preach until I'm tired. Oh, is that what you told me yesterday? Yes. I should preach I can. So, I can preach from now to tomorrow morning. Should we bet? Should we bet? Who said A? Ethan said it. Joshua said it. So, me and Joshua will bet. Jeremy, is it Joshua is here? Jeremy is here. Me and Jeremy will bet, and then Ethan will cut it. You know, like this. We do it like this. Bring your finger. Are you okay? Why are you annoyed? Smile. What's the problem? Then you cut it. We'll see whether we can be here. We'll be here. People come to church tomorrow morning, and we are still here. Yeah, but I'm not going to be here till tomorrow morning, because tomorrow I have to go to church. So, but I'll preach until I'm tired. So the theme for this year's conference, the topic we are discussing is what? Now it's on your shirt. Everybody's wearing some. It's what? Zealously affected always. Say it again. Zealously. Say it again. And it comes from which verse? Galatians 4:18. Which says what? But it is good to be zealously affected always in a good thing, and not only when I am present with you. Amen. I cannot talk about and not only when I'm present with you. It is these people that I have to tell. I'll tell them at a point. Yes. But, brah, you will quarrel. The only thing I need from you is to sit down, turn around, and look at my face. Where you are sitting is not good. Come. But it is good. But it is good. Yes, I'm telling you. Anything good and bad, which one will you choose? Good. Anything which is good, you must choose that one. You must do that one. And your man a year. Huh? Dennis, Obemaya Kuntoka. Me catch her. What was in Dramica? Say, Michel. So, okay. And then what about herself? Tenacity Dean, a team. A year. Sadiene ya. And no, and a year. And what I'm saying is not making sense to you. Is it making sense to you? Say yes, so that I can preach. Yeah. And the Bible is saying in Galatians 4:18 that there are some things, they are called a good thing. And nyankopon e pese san nyomana eye. Are you looking at me? You are looking somewhere. Some people are like, hey, look at me. Stop looking. Look at me. I'm the one who is preaching. There are some things, and you may be waha a ye. Oti, you may be waha a ye. San your mano, nyanko pong e pese. Woody wa hoarding. Any, okay, count, how do you say? What is the noun for that one? Ah, okay, count, that's a word, yes. Nyanko pong pese, woody wa hoarding. Any, ah, okay, count. Edit this son, your man, echi. One Jimmy, so amen. Jimmy, so amen. Like I said, I was saying, prayer. Prayer is one of the things that, when if you are going to do it, you must do it zealously. There must be a certain zeal that follows it. The Bible says that Elijah was a man that had all, the words he uses, subject to like passions. Like as we, in other words, Elijah was a human being just like, not a superhero. Elijah was a human being just like us. The Bible says he prayed and there was no rain for 3.5 years. He prayed again and there was rain. You know, clap for Elijah. But you know how he prayed? The Bible says that he put his head between his knees. Try it and let's see. You see, that's what I was showing yesterday, that prayer that you are praying that you are wearing high heels. You are not serious. Or prayer that you are praying that you see, me, I'm not saying that quiet prayer, God doesn't hear. Even recently, I have learned that God can even answer what is in your head that you have not even said with your mouth. The Bible says that unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we can ask or think. So sometimes God answers prayer that we have not even opened our mouth to say it. We have only just thought, but God answers it. He can do that also. So I'm not saying that when you pray quietly, he doesn't hear. But I'm saying that if it has not rained for 3.5 years and you want to pray for the rain to come, I don't think in the name of Jesus, that prayer, I don't think. Queenslove, do you think? Distinguished guests, do you think? Say no. Do you think? No. Of course not. What are you putting on? Hey, don't look at him. Don't look at him. He's not there. I'm the main star. Sinina, you know, main face up. I will say, well, or Jimmy Shine, but main fino. So, this is what I think Elijah did. He sat down like this. And he put... I can't even do it. I don't know. his head in between his knees and prayed.
Because if it has not rained for 3.5 years, God must see that you are serious. So I said, prayer is one of those things that you must be zealously affected in. So, and when you go to a place where prayer is going on, I'm told you today, I'm going to stand here and preach. I didn't announce it to you. I'm standing here to preach. Yeah. Men now, what are major? I'm a why? I tell you, we are fan now. What shall we are fan now? Why? We are the bad. Sorry. So that will be coffee for that. Not me yet. If you. We don't pray like that. We don't pray. And all the children, all of you who are here, Lael, you have to learn how to pray hard. That's what I said. I said, shout. We are speaking in tongues. Everybody shout. Shout. Makabalabra. Lebra tode balabranta lebalaba. You have to learn how to pray those kinds of prayers. Because the Bible says that if it is a good thing and you have zeal for it, then it is good. But it is good to be zealously affected. And how for how long? Always. Am I preaching, Pastor Nathan? Always. You don't have these days, and you people, you are the ones, you see. Some time ago, me, I became a born-again Christian. I was 14 years old when I became a born-again Christian. And I did not become born again inside a church. I was born again in my father's room, living room, alone. Somebody, when we were going to write BEC, somebody gave me a cassette. One of my friends, I was holding it, and I said, oh, let me go and listen some. Those you don't know what a cassette is, but it's something you use to play music or play preaching. It's called a cassette. Omutie! And I made a cassette in the coffee. You have two BC here. Now I'm free. My yeah, free. And yeah, ain't he? As I was doing my house chore was to fetch water from the well and fill the buckets in the room. You understand it? That was my work. So I go to the well. We put the bucket inside the well. You know, we do like this. Then you pour it into a bucket. That was my work. So in the morning, I was fetching the water. So as I was fetching the water and going and filling the bucket, then I remember that the cassette the boy gave me, no, I've not listened to it yet. Some of you don't like house chores. What sorry no pa? Onyanye fie juma. And so one onenam. And our only boy be share with junction no so no. Well, and about to wa fro catch us so be share no junction no so. Un pray fie. It doesn't happen in church, man. The way they're looking at my face, I'm not sure whether or it's affecting them. If it affects you, just smile and look straight. Don't frown. If you frown, I'll suspect you. Smile and look straight. Nobody will know that you are the one. Eh? You, the way you are making your face, that's a wah. Into Sri Kakra, now I should name straight. Now, like Obi who say, I won't know where Otaya San your man. Kukum, ya shishen kukum be Kilimanjaro Mountain. Want to treat me? What's around the party to boy? Business channel junctions. And I want to what show mini jean skirts. Am I preaching the wrong thing? Is it a good thing I'm preaching? Or the shaman before you don't know such things. The girls they have some jean skirts be that they can wear jean skirts. Is if something falls down, you see when something falls down, how do we take it? Give me your thing. This one. Brah, get up. Take it for me. Sorry. Take it for me. This girl. You are a suspect. Take it for me. Yes. When something falls down, you are taking it. We take it like this. But there's some jean skirt. If you wear it, you can't take something like this. It will not work. You have to take it like this. Because if you take it like this,
all the taxi drivers who are passing from the back. Accidents. Am I not preaching well? I don't like that. I don't smile. Let's talk what you are doing. All the taxi drivers who are coming from the back, where you are taking the thing that you have done like this, no. That you have done like this, no, that you are taking, no. Taxi drivers who are coming, you will get accidents. Mean church, but they will get accidents. And I was saying, I'm not part of 2-2. And I will push your boy in our junction. So, no man, feel no man. But anyway, let me tell the story. So I finished my house chores and I took the cassette and I put it inside the cassette player. And then it was preaching. So the man was preaching. Do you like my stories? So the man was preaching. Then when he finished preaching, he said, if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. Hey, I don't like that. Close your eyes and pray the prayer. So I sat on the center table. You know, you have center table. Most of the time, the center table. So I sat on the center table, and then I prayed a prayer with a man on a cassette, and I became a born-again Christian. When I became a born-again Christian, see, I used to go to church with my mother. But my mother's church, you know, there was old people that were, and they had children, but I didn't like the place. So when I finished giving my life to Christ in the living room, I didn't know what else to do. But fortunately for me, not yeah, because secondary school. Until a few months later, results nearby and I'm at Yoko school, no. I saw people like this. Ladies and gentlemen, they were on fire for Jesus Christ. I saw them. When I went, I said, I saw them like me. Hey. Well, even when you're talking to him and you say something. No. What you're saying is not in the Bible. Don't talk like that. Hey, Abutre. See, what it does is that it's even their zealousness or their zeal even begins to affect you. I'm not preaching well today. Mamu now, we can search a way muka cry and sana mabamoho. What I say, we muno, you may be why I was saying, catch your munkwa and sana mabamoho. And Simunya would remember, we do musumu hamusus very soon. You say, Joel 2:28, it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. Your young men will see visions. Young men, they will prophesy. Young men will see visions. Young men over here, raise up your hands. Young men. Please raise up your, don't be, young men, please. Young men. The thing, will it come? I want to show them the scripture. That's the scripture. Young men, they will do what? They will see visions. Visions are not for prophets and men of God who come and do convention. The visions, you are the ones supposed to see visions. Do you see? And then the old men, because they are old people, they sleep a lot. They dream dreams. But the young men see visions. A vision is vision. You are sitting down here. Huh? We are all here. And we are all here. They are listening to me preach. Then suddenly, something opens like a video. And you are seeing something else that God is showing you. Only you are seeing it. It's a vision. Have you had some before? No. Show me the scripture, Joel 2:28. You see, and you see, I have come here to preach to you so that you will become interested in those kinds of things. Because those kinds of things, according to the Bible, because it's according to the Bible, those kinds of things, they are what we call a good thing. No, they don't understand my preaching. Look at the screen. Look at everybody. Look. Ethan, don't sleep. Otherwise, I will not be happy with you. It shall come to pass afterward. That what? I cannot hear you, or you cannot read. That's what? I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. And what will happen? Your sons and your daughters. How many sons and daughters are in this room right now? How many sons and daughters are in the room right now? Are you not somebody's daughter? And that's it. How many sons and daughters are here? Sister girl. This girl, I will change her sitting place. Come. You come and sit. Come and sit. I don't like what you are doing. Come. You don't smile at me. When I say raise up your hand, you don't raise up your hand. I don't like it. I don't like that behavior. If you stop, you can go back to your seats, but so you'll be smiling. When I say raise up your hand, you raise up your hand. Okay. How many of you are sons and daughters? What does the Bible say will happen to you? You will do what? You will prophesy. You will do what? Desmond, you are supposed to be, you should come to church on Sunday. And when the guy leading the prayer, who leads prayer in the church? In the, are you in the main church? You are here. So when you come to church on Sunday, and the man who leads prayer on Sundays, what's his name? Isaiah. When Isaiah comes in the morning, say, today is a good day. Bless the Lord. Say amen. So today, this is the day the Lord has made. We'll be glad and rejoice in it. This morning, we want to start to pray, start our service by praying and just thanking the Lord. Thank the Lord in your spiritual language. Thank the Lord, speak in tongues, and thanks the Lord. And then as the rest of us are walking around, say, Shandala Brantoli Balaba, Reba Kaba Kalabra So Kalabranta Libaha, Lebra So Kerianda Kalabra Poli Balaba, Lebra. Then you raise up your hand like this. And Isaiah say, what's the problem? Say, please. There's a prophecy that has come from God. You see, first, that was how it used to be. A group of friends can call each other and say, let's go to the park and pray. And while, am I saying something good? While 4 or 5 boys are on the park praying, they will pray, then they stop praying. Then one of them say, that saith the Lord. That saith the Lord. Now, dear. If you know me, this scripture crumple that I'm showing you, you don't even know that Yahshua Obor said you are supposed to be prophesying. Well, first time I won't say that scripture away, and then you didn't know. You didn't know. It's like your father has died and left you $2 million in an account somewhere and has written down the account number and the password and everything somewhere that you should go and collect the money, $2 million. And you're sitting down there, poor boy. Meanwhile, you have $2 million in an account somewhere that you don't know anything about. This is $2 million. $2 million hiding in Joel 2:28. I'm not preaching well. Am I not preaching well? This is $2 million hiding in Joel 2:28 that the sons and the daughters shall prophesy. Do you know how many people go and look for prophets today in Ghana? And if Desmond is prophesying to us every Sunday morning, we come. Oh. He said, Queen's love, the Lord is showing me something to tell you. He said, you ask her 1, 2, 3 questions. He said, is it not true? Say, it is true. Wow. He said, when you ask them 1, 2, 3 and it's true, what you tell them, they will believe it. Next one. Look at this. Your old men shall dream dreams. The next one says what? Jeremy, Joshua, Desmond. Your name is what? Oh. Akwesi. Erickson. Like Sonny Erickson. Hey, you have the names Tichiman Pao. Since I came here, I've been hearing fantastic. Hey. Charlie is not a small thing. Anyway, Erickson. Your brother's name? Harriet. Young men. They will see visions. Am I preaching bad? Is the preaching bad?
I want you to start to become interested in the things that God wants you to be interested in, because these things are what God calls a good thing, and God wants you to direct your zeal, your energetic commitment to these, not the ones you are currently engaged in. You are a teenager, forget about girls. What is, look, Pastor Nathan, please, are you not married? Since you got married, no. What big thing has happened to you? Are you not Pastor Nathan still? Huh? Has your body become far bigger than it was? Even
yeah.
Don't worry about it. Oh, they will hear their own. It's not the problem. You are doing this love. Ask him. The love that, I'm not saying this one, I'm not going to say it loud. The love, when people smile, otherwise I'll not tell you. You are too serious. I used to be like that. Always a serious look on my face. It doesn't help. Smile is nicer. Queen's love. You are the one that your name, there's love inside. When a boy has found a girl that he wants to marry, I'm not talking about you people. I'm talking about he grown up. Not you people. Okay, let me say man. When a man has found a woman that is his infidelity, that he wants to marry, the love that they do when they marry, it goes down. Ask them. Ask him. He's here. He cannot lie. Ask him. When he didn't marry the woman, they'll go to Go Green. They'll go to here. They'll go to here. They'll go to here. Ask him. Am I saying something? But Pastor Nat is a pastor. He cannot be telling lies. Please take microphone and say it inside so they will hear you. Tell them the love before you married and the love that you have married. No, which one is more?
Reverend, it's not the same at all.
It's not the same at all. Which one is more? Before the marrying.
Before was much better than
more
now.
Love. Yeah.
The zeal is yours.
More. Even when he has not seen butterflies come into his stomach. You know butterflies. It's, when you grow, you understand. There are some butterflies. They are stomach butterflies. Hey, look at him here. He's wearing wedding ring. He has married. The love that he was doing, the woman will come to his house. The woman is here.
Yes, she's here.
It's who? The woman is here. So she's hearing the filler that we are saying. Even I'm sure that she's saying, say it. There's more love. The woman will come to his house. Let's say that his house is here, and the woman's house is at the main road before you turn and come here. The woman will come to his house. They will be chatting. Even he will go and cook for her. He himself will. You see, Pastor Natas is standing here like this now. You don't know that he has cooking skills. He'll say, "Oh, sweetie, you just relax. Feel at home. Sweetie. Then sweetie will sit down. She'll take remote control and be scrolling on the TV to see. Pastor Nat will enter kitchen and then Charlie, he's mixing onions and this thing. Hey! Then he will bring the food. This is before he has married though.
Yeah.
Before he has married. He will bring the food that he has cooked hot to sweetie. And then as sweetie is, he's not even eating some. That sweetie is eating the food. Then he's sitting down by her and then he's telling her stories, sweetie. You know, yeah. And then when she finishes eating, he will take he and her. They won't take car. They will walk from here. The main road, what's the name of the other area?
Kwaesu.
Here is called what?
Yes, Techiman.
Here is Techiman.
Yeah. The next town is Kwaesu.
You know, you see, when we are coming the Accra Road, the Kumasi Road, we branch at the traffic lights. Okay. Then we come straight. Okay. Techiman Runabout. That's what you call Techiman.
Yes.
So let's say that the woman is staying at Techiman Runabout, and he is staying here. On any bed, Nantie Friha, Abon Komosan, Kulu Techiman Runabout. I'm telling you something. Pay attention.
Now, instead of saying Obeja no Wahama na Kofi no. So, baby, so I'll see you tomorrow. Baby, so Minko Jakakra. Now, on an asan Nantia free, Techima run about Sabani Fie. Look, all the girls, they have done it before. You ask them, they will tell you. And see, when they can say, oh, there's some more Fie Bimo. And then, Minko Jawe. Then the two of them will sound work again from here, Techima run about. That's the law. You ask him since he married, whether he has gone to go and cook this thing, onions and this thing. To come and give to Sweetie. Ask him whether he has done it.
That doesn't happen at all.
When he will come. He will come and say, and now, what are we eating? When he will come and be asking, what are we eating? But first, no. He will enter the kitchen and mix the onions. So, this thing that you are 15 years old or 14 years old, you have found some girl. You say you have found some girl. The girl too has been found by you. You who buys your boxer shorts for you? Your mother. Please give him the microphone. Your who?
My mother.
My mother. Uboy ni ne boxer shorts, AKA another name for boxer shorts is pants. First, no, not a pants, and now my you know, shorts. It's not like that. It's like the modern name for first. We even call it supporter. Yes, we used to support things. The boys have something that they have to support, to support it. So we used to call it supporter. But as any beer banner, then it becomes like pants. Some people even say briefs if you want to be brothelized. And now a coin in can a boxer shorts buy, but at the corner na yeah. Ni na the same thing. Pant na ni support nana. I support it. What's your say? Inti Oboyni. I'm preaching. Oh,
preach. I love the preach.
Everybody pay attention. Oboyni. Pant I say no. Pant. His mother buys it for him. Oh, don't understand my preaching. My preaching is not making sense to me. If it is his mother who buys him pants, ni mame and a top pant and shen no, ni mame and a top man in the air. Next year say, jeans no dear, because pants no, jeans no boy the same pants no. So on one casa ain't me and top pants. And his mother bought it. Then I can say, therefore, ... You understand ... when you're doing math, when we're coming to the end, ... his shirt, mother, singlet, mother, jeans, mother, shoe, mother, socks, mother, haircut to go and cut his hair, mother, and you are following him. 11 p.m. Obi Akoch BEC, Unsian, 11 p.m. Then you text him. Babe, are you asleep? Then he reply, not yet. So, why? I was just thinking about you. Oh, I was thinking about you too. Have you seen how foolish you are? No, I'm preaching. That's why we have cancelled the seriously. Everyone should start to smile. There is no seriousness in the year. Seriously has been cancelled. We are not serious here. Yeah, seriously, we don't like. Zealously is what we are this thing. He's your boy. You are following him everywhere. For the baby, sweetie. You are an idiot. An idiot is somebody, it's not an insult, it's a description. An idiot is somebody who has low intelligence. Yes. Forget about that. Focus on what God calls a good thing. Prophesying is good. Having visions is good. Casting out devils is good. Praying for the sick is good. Preaching the word
is good. It's good. It's good. Leave everything, all the nonsense, and focus on what God is calling good. I'm not preaching well. So let me continue. So yesterday I showed you that when you have zeal, the thing I said, zeal means five things. Those of you who didn't come yesterday, let me recap for you. Number one, what does it mean? Show us. To be zealous means, number one, it means to have fervent dedication towards a purpose. So who was Zila? You can say Obi. Zealously affected always. So you can say Obi is zealously affected. Next, let's say Adie bi wo hwa we die si ne ni so se sa die no opese oye. O tie mi? But sadie no ye no, all ye no. You see, because you can be doing something, but you're not doing it with zeal. But a zealous person says that me person me yes sadie we say. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? But me I was giving an example of the MPP people and NDC people. No. You can even cut off his head for NDC. Like Mahama is my person. I'm an NDC. When you go to the house, you'll see. I told you yesterday, you'll see NDC flag, NDC stickers on his fridge. Everywhere he has some there. Even he has NDC boxer shorts. If you open, you'll see that the red and the white and the green is there. If you can even cut his hat open, you'll see NDC inside there. Red, white, and green is featuring life. Are you following me? Number two. To be zealous. Oh, why? It's not there again. Oh, you have changed the machine. Look for it. I want to. It means enthusiasm. Great enthusiasm towards a goal. Pastor has come from Kumasi. He said that young men are supposed to see visions. So, Charlie, how can I also do and start to see visions? Do you know what you like? Hey, keep quiet. I want to be able to pray for the sick to be healed, because it's in the Bible. So what have I done? I have gone to find. It's okay. Menda. Ish. I have gone to find books. Every book I can find that teaches you how to pray for sick people to become healed, I have them. I start to read. You see, even the fact that I'm looking for the books, I'm looking for, it's a sign that I have enthusiasm towards the thing. Because you can also hear it and close from the conference and go home and continue your life. I'm not preaching well. I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know whether it's working or what. Number three, it means what? Energetic commitment. Barcelona. You can't just be walking around to say, I want to play for Barcelona. There must be something. Commit. You are in Ghana here. Before a scout will come from somewhere to come and see you play on the field and recommend you until before you get to the top there to even to play kotoko from the team that you are playing to go and play. Yes, I mean, the children who are in my church who want to stop school and play football, I discourage it. I don't agree. Yeah, and they don't listen. But in the end, they'll go on and realize that you are wasting your time. Because, hey, keep quiet. You are 14 years old right now. 14 years, your bones are already becoming destino. To play football to the level where all these people you have been hearing their names, do you know when they started to play towards a team that was known? And I'm not saying anything well. Oh, Bob Ball, I don't know the towns here. You are playing football in some and choir so.
That should be a person who bomb basa.
Why will you pass?
But you have to start on your team. Uncle training, uncle training, all the things that you must do, you don't do. But you say, I want to be a professional footballer. It doesn't work like that. There must be a certain commitment to the thing that you want and the energy to go with it for you to get a result. I'm not preaching. I think I've lost everybody now. Auntie Georgina, break time is what time? It's now 1:04. When should we go on break? 3 p.m. 1 what? And then we'll come back again. Then we'll go on break another time before we close. You know what I'm saying? It's a good idea. Okay, 1:30. I have good news for you. We are going on break at 1:30. Everybody smile. Smile. Because that's why you are frowning at me. Smile. But let me go and then we can close at 1:30. So, tireless devotion to a cause, willing back conference now. Also, bra first day, Nibi. I've gone back to the beginning to go and say all these things again. And then, you must be willing. What did I say? If you have zeal, you will be willing, energized, and then motivated. Okay. Then I said that when you have zeal, it does two things to you. Zeal causes a reaction to happen inside of you. Two types of reactions. One, your zeal will consume you or eat you up. Is that what I said? Or wears you up, wears you out. Your zeal, number one, it will wear you out. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? And zeal that wears you out, what it does to you is that, say, oh, you're Christoni. And that's what I'm saying. That you cannot mix with, I don't know, I keep coming back to this place, because you are the ones who have the problem. You cannot go to secondary school, you a Christian boy, a Christian girl from this church, and you go to secondary school, and we hear news that you have become a bad boy. It must not happen. It must not. If it happens, it is a sign that when you were here, we were seeing you Christiano. You were not zealously affected in the things of God. Pastor Nathan, I don't think that the English I'm speaking is making sense. Don't go to secondary school and come back and tell me that you have a boyfriend. Don't. Because if you do, all you are doing is revealing to all of us that sana ujina kwa for okay. Are you an ancestor or a chorister? Film ahead. Oh yeah, film. Hey. I'm saying there. That thing that you have been doing on the stage, you know. Now we thought that, oh, you were proper born again spirit-filled Christian. Sana. It was not like that. This your new boyfriend you have got in school, no? It's a sign to us that while you were here, the things Bishop Chris was preaching about that you were here, they were not affecting you. Charlie, I want to close. Nobody's minding me again. Nobody's minding me again. Okay, now let me continue. Number two, when you have zeal, it eats you up. Eats you up means that you always want to see things done well. You understand what I'm trying to say? That's how come when you come to the church, there's rubbish. Don't say the cleaners will clean it. When you say that, it's a sign that there's zeal. There is no zeal for God's house inside you. You know, you're not the cleaner of the church. But when you came, you saw pure water rubber here. You saw this. What do? You take a broom. You sweep all. Why? Because the zeal of the Lord's house, it eats me up. Psalm 69 verse 9. The zeal of the Lord's house, it is eating me up. David, don't do that. You have a point. Uncle. Welcome. Okay, now today, let me continue. So today, I want to talk to you about when you have, what should you have zeal towards? And we go on break, then we come back and continue. Okay. Okay, number one. Now you can write. Those of you who brought a book, you can write this one. Okay. Mary Sally, you are not paying attention to what I'm preaching. You are just playing with your friend. Are you with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? Two things that you must have zeal towards. Two things. Number one. Two things you must have zeal for. Number one. You must have zeal for the word of God. I didn't hear anybody say amen. You must have zeal for what? The word of God. Psalm 119 verse 139. The one we're learning this morning. Psalm 119, 139. What does it say? What does it say? Psalm 1, ready go. Psalm 119, 139. What does it say? My zeal has consumed me because my enemies have forgotten thy words. Are you hearing it? Are you hearing it? Yeah. So if we read the 140, okay, so 139 says, my zeal has consumed me because my enemies have forgotten thy words. Next verse. 149. 140, sorry. Oh. 140, no. It says what? Thy word is very pure, therefore what? Thy servant does what? Thy servant does what? If you understand this one, I can close and go back to Kumasi. That everybody who is here, all of you, God, I have crossed your leg nicely. Oh, aha. Nasa Oba, sorry. Nasa Oye Christonia. Nyanko Pong Epese Wakuma. Ode Wakuma. Eni Wuhuni na no. Efe di nyanko pon asem echi. Are you following what I'm telling you? Hey, you are too old to be sleeping. You are too. Don't do that. So don't do that. Don't do that. This. So even easy, if you don't even own a Bible, and I'm sure that these grown up ladies and gentlemen who are on this side here, show me your Bible. Show me your Bible. This is my Bible. Please show. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. Let me see it. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Show me your Bible, please. Show me your Bible. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Where is it? Where is it? You see? So you see, I'm preaching to you. I'm going to preach this one to you and leave you in Techiman to correct it. Oh, hey. Oh. When you are talking, I can't preach. Don't do that. I'm saying that God wants us to have zeal towards many things. I'm giving you only two of them in this conference. Number one, the word of God. You must have energetic commitment to the word of God. God's word must be so important to you. Like the MVP guy, MVP is important to him. Like this man, his football is important to him. These two people are footballers. They are football. I say, if Uche Nizika, Uche, oh, now we're Prince, no. Osobobo. Uche Prince ni Hayford Sika. Ade Meboa, Unto Shingard, Unto Boots, Unto Hose. Even if you want to be like birthday present, some of you, birthday present, you want cake and ice cream. Prince and Hayford, if you want to give them birthday present or Christmas present, buy them a set of premium Adidas boots. Don't give it to him, you see. Not the one they sell at Techiman Market. Is there a market like that? Is there any market like that? Techiman Market.
No. Those ones are not just thing, they're not original. You buy if you go to you go as an me come out. Set me obi pasanat kwa brochure. Naso or ba. Naso ufra brochure e ba. Na osi or to and the idea bechewa. Naso or to original Adidas boots. Ede bechewa. When he and Jay Mano. If it only the major and for tight. Because that is where his zeal is. I'm not preaching too well today.
Bible. Everybody. Mary Sally, what you are doing, I don't like it. You are disturbing this girl. Yesterday, this girl was here. She was sitting down very quietly. Today, you have come. You are spoiling. Ah, nice girl sitting down quietly. Leave the hair. Sit on my chair. Sit. And leave the hair. Otherwise, everybody will be looking at you. Sit down well. Listen to me. I advertise to you one of the things that you must be zealously affected in always. When you hear somebody preaching the word of God, it must feel to you like something good is happening to you. I don't know whether I cannot find a word to describe what I want to describe. You cannot wake up in the morning and you have not opened this to see anything. Like you just open, you can see nanako tata bongo bongoto bongoto bongoto. When you open there, what you read. If you continue reading it, you will see something somewhere. It will bless you. It will. Even when you are just opening it anyhow. You will see anywhere you can do cha-cha, anywhere you open. Am I preaching? Anywhere you open this thing to, I promise you, when you read it, and continue reading, you will see something there that will be a blessing. You see, that's what I was saying. You a good thing there, be zealously affected in it always. Am I preaching something good? Maybe I'm talking too much. You are looking very sleepy. Number two, when we come back, we'll continue. Number two, the second thing that you must have zeal towards is you must have zeal for the house of God. You must be zealously affected in the things of the house of God. When you come back, I'll preach to you. This month, the word of God, two things you must be zealously affected for. Are you writing the notes I'm giving you? I'm giving you two. I said yesterday what? Two things that your zeal will do to you. It will wear you out. It will eat you up. Two things you must be zealously affected in. Number one, word of God. Number two, the house of God. Is it not clear? Write it down. Psalm 69 verse 9. Look at it. Psalm 69 verse 9. When we come back, maybe this part of the preaching is boring. When we come back, I will show you somebody who was zealous for the word of God. And I will show you somebody who was zealous for the house of God. Then you will see that you are a joker. And you see that when you say that, and the way you are even looking at my face, I it makes me very worried. Is there ice cream cake today? There's ice cream cake. These people, don't give these people some. They're not minding me when I'm preaching to them. Don't give them some today. Let them be hungry. Change it to NIV. Let me see what it says. Look, we are closing. Pay attention. Zeal for your house. I mean, there's wrong church. Yes, that's how I feel. Yesterday I felt I was in the right church, but today I'm feeling like I'm in the wrong church. I don't know who has come to today that is making me feel that way. You see this? When we come back, I'll show you. This church is not finished. This church, can you see it's not finished? It's not finished. Cra. It's now we are going to do tiles on the stage. Eh? Tiles on the floor everywhere. Tiles on the stage. It's now we are going to get TV screens. We are going to remove these speakers. They are old. And bring new speakers. All these microphones that we have, we'll change it and bring new microphones. You see all these things at the back there. We have to remove all of them and bring new. All I'm saying is not making sense to you. And bring new ones. Before we enter into the building where your church is. Even the washroom square, we have not even finished. You see, like when you look enter the place, like, the church is not finished at all. Do you know what will help to finish the church? Your zeal for the house of the Lord. When we finish building the building, then we must build the church. All these chairs from here to the other end. All the chairs from here to the other end. Sunday morning, one day, we must have human beings sitting who arrange chairs here. All here, it's not like that. It's not supposed to be like that, though. Huh? So we have built a building. We are going to leave some free space. Enough. We are not leaving any free space. Here, there must be human beings, chairs sitting everywhere. Here. We built that space. We left the floor for human beings. We left that floor for human beings. Here. So when we finish building the church building itself and finish buying the things, then we must now build the church, which is to bring human beings into the church who will be changed and will be blessed. And do you know what is going to achieve it? Your zeal. When the human beings come, we need choristers. We need choristers that we can arrange from here to here, and then to here. This is choir. This is choir members. Choir. All what I'm saying is not like that. From here to here to here. Choristers in Kwan. Yeah. Soprano, tenor, alto. The leaders, as for leaders, we have the leaders, they'll be on the steps. How many understand what I'm preaching to you so far? The backing vocalists, they are the ones from here to here. But the main choir leaders. One row, Oma Mukra microphone, one. 2 row, 3 row. When we start to sing the song to the Lord, you hear the song. You see, like, this is, yeah. Then we need, I'll come, then we need dancing stars. Day two. We need dancing stars. From here, to here, to there, to here, to here, to here, to here, to here, to here. To here. Oh, you don't understand. Dancers start to be arranging. Yeah. What is that? Yo. You see that? Yeah. Be a candle in the dark. Wow, who's a candle in the dark? You see the dancers are play. How many of you, when you are watching dancers and they are mini, it's nice. And they all have energy. Wow, who's a candle in the dark? Candle in the dark. Candle in the dark. Candle in the dark. When we finish that one, then we need film stars. plenty. We need film stars plenty, so that when we are doing the film, and we are doing a film that is Jesus feeding the 5,000, we can get enough people to represent the 5,000. I'm a dreamer. So today our film is about the miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000. So we have Jesus, we have the disciples who are, he's asking them, do we have any bread? Then we have 5,000 people we are going to feed. How many understand what I'm preaching to so far? No, this is what I understand what I'm preaching. Monty Brofana said, Brofana, it's not working. May say, I said, make an yeah, we'll break. May say, Nyankupon, I say, and you may be what I was say, wo ya, what they were kuma, anyone home keka, wong, effetache, and then you say, San your mano, Nyankupon, asem, effre San your mano, and your mapa. Utiemi, into me, chow, when Nyankupon asemuno. And your money be a year and your mapa, and what's a war you're frozen? Could you for so? Who could you for so? So, but we are Christian in India. And your man, I am your mapani beer, and what's a word do wakuma, wahon ding, anyone who can get a dear trino. And no, let me change your macho, bako, and Yanko Ponsem. Jimmy, so amen. Get us a menu, and Yanko Pon, a fee. And your man, yeah, man, Yankopon, if Yankopon, I sorry, a coso, a conning. What is the American? I say, won't now, oh, my sorry, and bet na kunyan, so I say, would ye shay, and found home, there be Yankopon, ask them, etchle say, and was so they were holding, wa home kicker, huh? Wakuma. Some of you, many of us, we do the thing. There is no commitment. There's no. That's why you can come. I was saying yesterday, you call a dancing stars rehearsal for 2 p.m. The result was at 4. Because somebody is sitting at home. He's not doing anything, but he won't come at 2 p.m. He won't come. Because of you, where the dancing stars should have reached by now, we have not reached there. We are not able to reach there. I'm not preaching well today. Yeah, 4 minutes to 1:30. If you cooperate with me, we'll go on break very soon. Me, there are many other things. But these two things, they are also my favorite things to be zealous about. Yes. God's house. I have a safe church. I'm a children's church pastor. Safe church over here. That is over here. Like this auntie. Is it Ellen? Auntie Ellen is teaching children. I also teach children. I don't go to church in the grown-up church. I go to church in the children's church. I'm the children's church pastor. One day, somebody came to our church, young guy, for the first time. And then he entered our children's church, J Church. J Church is where Jeremy, is that not your church? Joshua, Jeremy. Ethan, are you in J Church? Yes. Joshua, Jeremy, you're also in J Church. They are church. Our church, the J Church was upstairs. The hall was upstairs. And then he came there for the first time. When he entered the J Church for the first time, are you listening to what I'm telling you? When we come up from the break, I'll tell you more stories. When he came to the, I didn't know. He told the story later on. I was hearing him telling the story himself. But I didn't know. He was telling how he came into the J Church and stayed there as a teacher. He was playing bass guitar in the main church. He was a main church bass guitarist. But one day I saw that he came to our church, J Church. Then the following Sunday he came again. For instance, he came again. I said, hey, brah, they'll be looking for you in the main church. Oh, he said, no, I want to be here. So I didn't know why. But Utie, some years later, he was telling a story. He said that he came upstairs. When he entered the church, he saw that J Church had piano, drums, bass guitar, the full set of things. But and the children were playing. When his heart was touched. His heart was. He said that there are some churches. The things that the J Church people have, that's what their main church. That's what they have. That's what he came to see in our church. When he saw it, he was touched that, because his church where he came from, they don't allow them to touch the piano. If you are a small boy, you go and touch piano. The way they koto. Do you know koto? Do you know koto? Koto. Oh yeah, unsani seya. No we yiwe ni pie. Yiwe ni pie. Oh. Now I'm on sana konechika crase. Watch us here. Now wa locate etino. Etina. Etrena. Koto no air basono. Who call ni say? One man the right angle. What I say? Yeah. Now with the right amount of force. Who won the American? It must affect the brain so that he doesn't go near the instrument again. So when he came and saw that the J Church children, their church, they had all these things there. And the children were playing it. He said, I'll stay in this children's church. I like this place. Do you know who bought those things? I bought them. I was a safe teacher. I bought them. Not Bishop Chris.
You don't like what I'm preaching.
Because when I also came to the church, they built the church for us nicely. We didn't have anything. The drum set that we had, no. The main church people played their own. When their own was getting spoiled and they went to buy a new one, then they gave the old one to us. That drum set, when we are doing praises, then the big one, this one, we call it bass drum. This big one. This one here. See, it has a stand. It has legs to make it stand. But it was an old one that they gave to us. The legs are not there. So we use cement block to make it stand. So when you are playing and the anointing comes on the drummer and he plays it hard, the bass drum can fall down and start rolling away. The drum will be going away. You go and catch it and then come and put it back and find a bigger cement block and support it. But I was a teacher. They sent me there to go and be a teacher. And I said, the children's church, the zeal for the children's church has consumed me. The children's church also deserve to have brand new drum sets. So one day I came to church and I told the children that we are going to buy a brand new drum set. We'll throw this one away. We'll throw it away. Buy a new drum set. Yes. I told them, I said, we are our own. Main church people will not buy it for us. We'll buy it ourselves. How the drums came, I'll tell the story later. But in the end, not the main church didn't buy drums for us. We, J Church, we bought our own. The drum set that we bought, we have bought drum set twice in that J Church. Ourselves, not main church, bought it for us. Or have I lost everybody now? When we got the drum set, I said, now, piano. After that, bass guitar. So that's why when the guy came, he saw the things in the church.
Yeah.
Man yankopon enyoma efa yapon. We are all sleeping. Enyoma efa nyankopon efie hu. Enya wo born nko a. But enyoma efa nyankopon efie no hu no. Manemfa wo so so hu. Someone come here. What's here? Sunday, unko bobo bebia. Sunday, dear. Sunday, what bobo? You see, Sunday, dear. E de ben yanko pon fie. Until sini waku wakuma muse. Sunday, ne dear. Ah, ye kun yanko pon fie, ne dear. Because the zeal of the Lord's house has consumed me, I will put everything. I don't. Should I stop and go on break? Because you're not listening to me. If you're an usher, remove your football boots and throw it away Sunday and wear your usher dress. Yes. When they built a church for us in that church, we were upstairs, ground floor, first floor, second floor, third floor. The hall was there. It was a big hall. So I was thinking, how will we clean it every Sunday? To clean that hall is work. To sweep it and mop it. One boy, his house was near the church. One boy, he said, I will clean the church myself and arrange the chairs every Sunday. And he did it every Sunday. So when you come to the church, he will sweep every, he alone. Then he will mop. Then he will arrange the chairs. Then he will go home. He will go home and go and change and come back. And he was the one who was playing the drums that was falling down. The same person. So he will come in the morning, sweep the place, mop it, arrange the chairs, go back home, bath, wear his uniform, and come back and sit behind the drums and play. Is that how you are? Is that how you are? What Nathan Manabo 11:30? Service closed at 12:30. And the why Kwasia Ben na ome praho and me paho ma won train dressing or dressing. Am I insulting somebody? Am I insulting somebody? So that you will come and sit in it. The zeal of God's house is not inside you. It's not inside you. You would have been concerned. When we come back on a break, I will show you how to be zealous about the word of God. Are you showing? And then I'll show you two examples from the Bible. Somebody who was zealous about God's word, and someone who was zealous about God's house. The God's house one story is my favorite. But in fact, the two of them are my favorites. I'll tell you. How many like stories? Turn to your feet. Let's go and eat ice cream cake. How many like ice cream cake? And bread. When we come back, Jeremy and Joshua. Is it Jeremy and Joshua who are singing? Jeremy and Joshua are going to sing for us a very special song. So don't waste too much time outside. Kata wani yen mompa ye. Close your eyes. Obia ode bia nyano no. Nyani obia ode bia. Omo omo ni na nyani omo ni na. Close your eyes, everybody. Sorry. Yeah, pon. Yebe kofi ye. Mento for more. Jina hoye. Be weni. Good. Wo be weni. Wo be. Be. Wo beto for more. Close your eyes, let's pray. Joshua, piano, please. Close your eyes. I want you to talk to God and say, Lord, the pastor has been talking to me, and I want you to start to change something in my mind. Change my mind. Pray. Your prayer topic is change my mind. Change my mind. Change my mind. Sesamadrin, erade sesamadrin. Sedia midi fa midi ehu wasem esifa sesano. Sedia midi hu we fie nyankopon fie sesano. Sorry. Ya bompa sorry. Na bompa ye. Sesamadrin. Sesamadrin. Rade sesamadrin. Sesamadrin. Sesam. Ma wasem no esumbu mame. Ma wasem no eye mede. Ma wasem no esumbu mame. Mame odo ema wasem no. Sesamadrin. Sesamadrin. Change my mind. Change my mind. Efa wa sorry ho. Efa wo fie ho. Sesamadrin. 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 Sedia me ye me nyoma. Sesamadrin. Ma wo fie no ehia me. Ma enyoma efa wo fie ho no. Wa sorry ho no. Ma ni hia me nso so. In the name of Jesus. Change my mind, Lord. Change my mind, Lord. Change my mind, Lord. You are not praying. You are not praying. I can see you, all of you. Your mouth are not moving. You are not praying. You are not praying. Sister Madrin Rade. Sister Madrin, I want to have zeal for your house. I want to have zeal for your word. I want to have zeal for your house. I want to have zeal for your house. May the zeal of your house, may it consume me. May zeal for your house consume me. May zeal for your house consume me. May zeal for your word consume me. In the name of Jesus. In the name, I want to love it. I want to love your word. 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 You're not praying, Ethan. You're not praying. I want to love your word. I want to love your word. I want to love your word. Father, I want to love your word. Do something. Change something in me. To love your word. To love your house. To love your word, to love your house, to love your word, to love your house, to love your word, to love your house. You are not praying at all. You are not praying at all. Change my mind, Lord. Change my heart, Lord. Change my mind, Lord. Change my heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus. To love your house. To love your house. To love your church. To love your word. In the name of Jesus. Mashoke li balabra. Rapako balabalabranda li balabalaba. Meka bonde andala balabranta li balaba. Leba sopa kalaba. Open your mouth and pray. Obi embina no mompaye. Pray. Malabro shalabra. Mashaka bako takalabranda li belebe. Nerepa kalabalabranda li balabalaba. Marapa kosa kabalabranta li belebelebe. Merepa lianda la balabranta li balabalaba. Rapa kabaso kalabranta li balaba. Pray somebody. Mebreto li balabro. Reba liondo li balaba. Reba li balabranda li belebe. Masapa koli balabranda li balaba. Mekalabrato li balabranda li balaba. Mahabaso kalabranda li balaba. Malabrondo li balabranda li belebelebe. Merapa kosa kalabalaba. Mahabakoli balaba. Are you praying? Are you? God is listening to you. Pray. La prato prata li balabre. Repasa kabala branta li balaba. Lebre pali balaba. Change my mind. Change my heart. May I love your word. May I love your house. Love your church. I want to love your church. I want to love your word. Change something in me. To love your word. To love your house. That is our prayer topic. In the name of Jesus. Masha kalaba. Me pre paliondo li balaba. Ma rapa koli balabranda lebelebe. Ma pa konda balabranda libalabalaba. Lebelebelebelebelebelebelebe. Me bende lebelebelebelebelebe. Lebelebranda libalabranda labalaba. Ma ropa shakalabra. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Close your eyes, let's pray. Father, we thank you. We have heard some very important things this afternoon. And Lord, we are asking that we will not be hearers of your word only. Give us the power and the grace to be doers of it also. That your word will be a blessing to us. We are praying. Lift your hand up. Let me pray for you. Father, we are praying. Every hand that is lifted up, put inside us a love for your word. Zeal for your word. Pija wonsani yemo ye bompai mompai amao. Se nyankopon ebe mao sa ahom kekano. Efa na sem ho, efa ni fie ho, efa na sorry ho. Receive the grace, receive love, receive zeal for the word of God. You, when you wake up in the morning and you have not looked in the Bible, may you be uncomfortable, may you be unhappy, may you be sad, because the zeal for God's word will disturb you. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive that grace. Receive that zeal. Receive that zeal. Receive that zeal to see God's house prosper. To see God's house move forward. To see God's house grow. To see God's house move forward. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. Now, Lord, bless our water and our food and our drink. We are going to eat and drink during this break. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Everyone shout aloud, amen. Aloud, amen. God bless you. You may take your seats. You can sit down. Okay, so offering. Is it a good idea? You know, I'm going to find my notebook, any offering. Huh? Lift your offering up, let us pray. Hey. Menka se kasa. Me say ye offering. Collection.